I don't even know where to start because I don't like it.
Do you want to do a trigger warning or no? Just, I mean, if listeners are listening, they've watched the
They've
episode
watched
already.
it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's just do it. I have to keep an eye to make isn't here. Okay, we're good. Okay, so listeners, we watched. You still there? Okay,
Oh
good.
yeah, my Siri just turned on. I didn't even touch anything. Yeah, we're back. We're back.
So we're back. We watched Shout Part 1 and 2, which we will be discussing both today in the allotted hour, hopefully not more than that, because I mentally can't take more.
No.
So this was season 2. What was it, episode 7 and 8? Let's see.
Yeah, I think it's
See,
seven and eight.
7 and 8. And should we get the quote unquote B plot out of the way?
I
That's
feel like
so stupid.
yes.
Do we even have to talk about it? It's pretty pointless.
It was like really dumb. Like it was very on brand for. I mean, I think we should talk about it for part two because it was mean.
Yeah.
But for part one, it was just like very on brand for Toby and JT, but it was just like also within that so mundane. Like it was another one where it just seemed like a filler plot as opposed to like a plot.
Yeah.
So
None of it matters in the future.
it does not matter at all.
Like
But
in the end, JT and Toby stay friends and actually are bonded because of the locker trauma that they suffered.
I mean,
And
but they knew that this was going to
JT
happen and
learns
they talked
nothing.
about it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT learned nothing. He's what these two episodes have taught me about JT is that he is so friggin' stubborn. Like, he will not, and he refuses to, like, be wrong.
About who,
He won't,
JT?
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot this about him that he will not back down from anything. He has to come out on top. And
Yeah.
it's not really a good look.
It's not a good look.
So anyway, though,
Anyway, nobody cares about that anyway,
no one
so.
cares about JT and Toby. Although I do two notes that I have because I make myself laugh. I said, honestly, I love Toby, a man with standards. And then at the end, I have the boyfriends kissed and made up with two heart emojis. Because they did.
Yeah, we love them. We're happy for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the beginning of the episode, we see a soccer game, and I said bend it like Beckham kind of vibes. And we see that Paige is transfixed,
She is drooling all over herself.
drooling. Talk about overkill with the eye contact. Literally doesn't take her eyes off of this boy.
No. Literally nothing in this world matters except for this boy.
Nothing except, and we learn his name is Dean,
Yeah.
and I did admit he's pretty hot in the soccer scene.
Okay, and I thought this while I was watching the episode. I couldn't tell if I thought that he was scary because I know what he did, what he does,
Yeah.
or if he actually has kind of a scary face.
To me, he doesn't look scary in the soccer scene, but once we're at the party, he's scary for sure.
Right? He like
Yeah.
looks like he's gonna like eat her. Like,
He
yeah.
kind of does, like,
Yeah.
eat her soul.
Literally.
Yeah. And Spend. Oh, I had a question for you. Did you
Yeah.
ever hang out with boys one-on-one for fun as friends?
I actually didn't have like a true guy friend until I was like 24.
I feel like I still don't have a guy friend.
You don't?
I mean, I have friends, that are guys, but I don't really hang out with them one-on-one. It's usually.
So no, I don't think I would ever hang out with a guy one on
Me
one.
neither.
If I wasn't like related to him.
Yeah, so Spinner asked Paige to hang out and like watch a rom-com and get pizza. And Paige is like, yeah, sure. But then she learns that Dean's gonna have a party and she's invited. And I think I would be too nervous. One, where do Paige's parents think she is?
Yeah, also where does Dean live that she can just very easily get her 14-year-old self to a party?
I don't know.
Like I think it's pretty I think they've made it pretty clear that like the kids who go to Degrassi all live in the same like pretty immediate area, which is how
Yeah.
they can all be with each other at any given moment. But like if they're at a different school, like how far away is the school?
I don't know.
So
Yeah.
that was a big question for me.
I had a similar question. Like, how are they gonna get there?
How are they getting there? How are they
Are
getting
there
home?
Do the parents know? Are they driving them, dropping them off? Are they taking taxis? Are they taking buses? Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. Another really important thing to note, Paige does have a belly button ring.
It's just like it's a theme of. I think they don't let you go like graduate from grade 9 unless you have a belly button
Need to
ring.
have a belly button ring. Yeah.
Does Manny get one at any point? Does she have one?
She definitely shows her tummy, that's for
Right?
sure. So
A
next
lot.
time we'll look out
We'll check.
to see if she's a belly button ring.
So yeah, so Paige gets invited, or does she like get invited, or does she insert herself into this party? Like obviously she
Oh.
there is a part like there is a party and an invitation is extended to her, but I feel like she like I don't know. I feel like I'm not finishing a single sentence here.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, but like I to follow up on the did you ever hang out with boys one on one? Like Spinner makes it very obvious that it's a date, and for Paige to turn around to Hazel and be like, I don't even like him. Like the minute you say yes, like you like even if she went, that would have really hurt his feelings when he found out.
know. Well,
So
it's because he's like golden retriever kind of energy, like. She
yeah.
could get him to like hold her bag and stuff like that. But I wrote, love how Paige smiles to herself, grandma in hospital. Oh, I see. I see, like when okay, so Spinner is like, or we text her and Paige texts him back and is like, I'm so sorry, we can't hang. Grandma in hospital, and she smiles to herself. I'm like,
Like
how
she thinks she's so
brilliant that lie
clever.
is. Yeah.
Like
And then we see Spinner working where? Nicole?
where is
Nicolette?
he? He wasn't working.
Blockbuster!
Oh, yeah, but he wasn't working. Was he working and I didn't pay attention?
He works at Blockbuster, I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was just there.
Oh, maybe.
I
Oh,
thought he was
maybe.
getting, because he was like getting all
Anyway.
the stuff to make a good date for her. That's like that's such a bad juju lie. That made me feel really
I
yucky. Like,
know. Yeah,
it was
you
like
don't lie about like you say, "Oh, my parents want me to stay home tonight," or like
yeah.
something like that.
Like the
Or
classic, like my
I'm
mom
having a
said
family
no.
night. Yeah, my mom
Yeah.
said no, or we're all watching a movie with the family tonight. Okay.
But don't wish ill on your grandma.
No, that's wrong.
And then Spinner takes it so hard. Like he's genuinely so concerned for her.
I know.
The first half of this episode, Paige is like, this is like season one Paige to me.
Yeah.
So,
But you know, she grows up real fast, unfortunately.
yeah. So anyway, they get to this party. I thought Paige was wildly overdressed for this party.
Yes.
Like,
You,
I
if
think
you're
that I
going to a
dress very,
party,
yeah.
yeah, I mean, you wear jeans and a nice top,
Right? Or
you know,
like a
and some
casual
wedges.
dress. Like,
Yeah.
but she was
But she's
like, I.
always overdressed.
That is true.
Yeah.
But.
I did notice that Hazel wore wedges to the party,
Yes.
which was smart. So Paige basically like laser focused to this hot man, hot boy, Dean, inserts herself into the conversation about Electro Slash, another fictional, I don't, band, I assume.
I guess.
And then the girl that's talking to them is like, girl, just take it easy, like chill. And she's like, you're just
She says,
jealous.
yeah, and what she says to Paige is she is, he's a little old for you. And I'm like, say what you mean.
Yeah.
So, because that's not what, like, that's not what you meant. And you know, that's not what you meant. And that wasn't going to stop Paige. That wasn't going to stop
Right.
anyone. So, say what
Yeah.
you mean.
Yeah.
Because that could have saved Paige from a lot of heartache.
True. So true. I should laser hair my toes. Just thinking out loud. Okay, so okay, so then we're back to JT, whatever, whatever. Then who arrives at the party?
Oh my God, the drama. Like,
The
my heart fell
drama.
out of my butt in that
Oh,
moment.
I know. Spinner and Jimmy arrive at the same party hosted by the rival school. And Spinner, does Spinner see them talking or like sees them go upstairs or something? Or Jimmy sees?
I don't think either.
They
I
don't
don't. I
see, but
thought
they
that
hear
neither of
about
them
it.
do, because Hazel saw them and is like, we gotta go. And then Paige is like, well, let's just go somewhere quieter.
Yeah.
But they find out because the next day at school, while Paige was still like incorrectly processing this, she was talking about how like she was with someone else that night. And then Jimmy gets mad and tells Spinner.
Got it, got it.
Or I don't know if like gets mad is
Yeah.
the right word. But. He,
So we're at the party. Paige and Dean are talking, and they get like right to going upstairs, and they're kissing, and she's really excited that they're kissing, but then like he goes from like 25 to 100 real quick.
real
And there's
fast.
zero, I wrote down zero foreplay, zero
Oh
anything.
my God, I thought that too.
Yeah. Just
Like,
like straight to raping her, like straight to insertion. Like how
there's
painful, I can't even imagine that must have been.
no, and I'm also like, there's like li like I don't know, like I don't want to say that she was a sure thing, like obviously she was not because she's a fucking child, but like she obviously liked you, so you did like
I mean,
1% of finesse probably would have gone a long way with her, so you did like you could not be a worse person right now.
yeah, had he like, had they like just made out that night, made plans for another time, and like saw each other a few more times, I'm sure she would have like pushed for it herself. But
Right.
that's not what happened,
But like, yeah,
you know?
and like it was so fast and so, like I just like felt so yuck the whole time, obviously, because it's a terrible situation.
Yeah. And to be clear, she says no
A lot.
many, many, many times.
A
No,
lot.
stop, no, stop. And he does not stop. And what kind of we cut to the Monday back at school, and Hazel sees Paige and is like, oh my gosh, like you were in that room with Dean. Oh my gosh, tell me everything. Did you like hook up? And like she's so excited about it. And it's like, dude, like look at your friend's facial
Look at her
expression.
face. Yeah.
Yeah. But she goes on and
She,
on and on.
like, yeah, and that made me so uncomfortable too, because it's like Hazel, pay attention.
I
Like
know.
no one is paying
She does
attention.
eventually, she gets it together eventually, but like,
Yeah.
yeah. So then, rumors fly around the school, and Jimmy's trying to tell Spinner, like, subtly. And I thought that was a sweet moment that, like, he was trying to console Spinner.
Yeah. Like when Jimmy wants to be, he's a really nice guy. But when he doesn't want to be, he is very mean. So
Yeah.
this was his moment of being nice. And I appreciated it for Spinner's sake because I feel like Spinner needs someone to be nice to him because he's like always the joke.
Yeah,
So,
that's true.
but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, what do you know what I wrote something, I don't know what, if it's in reference to, I can't remember who says it. Why not? Everybody else does. Was that in reference to? Was that like to Paige to Spinner?
I think
Something.
no, I think Spinner said it to Paige. Oh, because okay, so this was after, so Jimmy, after Jimmy was like, hey, maybe back off, like I heard that she was at the party with someone else. So then Spinner then goes to Paige, right, and is like, I think he like is like, why did you blow me off, or why did you lie to me, or
I
something like that.
remember.
And then right, and then he grabs her arm and she
Yeah, don't
loses it.
touch
She's like, don't
me.
touch me, don't touch my body.
Don't
And
touch
he
me
goes,
ever again. Don't you touch
yeah.
me. Something like
And so then she says, like, she was like, don't touch me. And he
It's
goes,
like, why
why?
not?
Everyone else,
Everybody
yeah.
else does.
He said that, and I like my soul left my body in the worst way, like.
and then, but then she slaps him.
Yes, I was so proud of her.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Good job, Paige.
That was like, that's really fucking me. Also, like, once again, why is no one paying attention? Like, this, like, even if they weren't dating, because they weren't, but like, Spinner spends a lot of time with Paige.
Yeah.
Did you not see something was wrong?
Nope.
Like, just get out of your own friggin' way for one
I
minute.
don't know if this was on purpose or if I was just seeing things, but I feel like the Monday back at school, she was walking kind of funny. Like, did you notice that?
I didn't. I was just too busy looking at her
Okay.
face because she looked so fucking miserable.
I feel like she was walking kind of funny.
Maybe she was. Maybe they did it on purpose.
I feel like maybe. And then so finally, like, Paige has a breakdown and admits to Hazel, like, I said no, and she's like, Paige, that's rape. It's like stating the obvious, but also, I guess,
I know, but like
it's a
sometimes
teen
you,
show.
and you also sometimes, I feel like it's like because of like the emotional distress that comes with that, it's hard for you to like say it to yourself because once you say it, it's real. Do you know what I mean? And so if
Yeah,
someone
no,
else
definitely.
says it, like someone else is gonna have to say it to you to make it what it
Yeah.
actually
And
is,
as
if that
soon
makes
as
sense.
Hazel says that, Paige like breaks down and
Yeah.
kind of realizes like shit, that
But
is
then
what it
she
was.
then, but then she immediately like, but then she like tries to talk herself out of it, and she was like, no, I put myself in that situation. Like, girl, it doesn't matter. You told him you didn't
Yeah.
want to, and he didn't listen.
Yep. I
So,
said no. No means no.
many times.
Yeah. Okay. They said that the. Oh, I see my laundry. Okay, come with me to get the laundry.
Okay, so for part two, my first note that I have is why is Terry wearing cornrows? Which I feel is
Did she go to Jamaica?
I don't know.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so that is the first thing. Oh, wait. Wait. Was Ashley in part one or only part two?
Only part two.
Okay. So yeah, so then this one they do a song, a talent show to
Well,
win it,
it's a
right?
competition.
A competition, and that was the word I was looking for. I was,
Zitanzine.
but did you notice that too?
The hair legends. Pantene Pro-V, baby. And of course, the winner gets like
It
a
was
trip to
huge.
Hollywood. You get
Yeah,
to
to meet and
record an
play for
album,
that.
meet with producers. Like big prize for the Degrassi community.
Yeah.
And
So they were going to
but
do it.
what was Paige's nightmare before that? I wrote that it was my nightmare too. I don't remember.
Dean showed up somewhere.
Yeah.
And he said something super menacing, like, I had you once, I can have you again. Like something, it was like something like that.
Oh, she's in the bathroom and he shows up in the mirror. Something
Yeah.
like that.
And he keeps calling her
But
Spirit, and I really don't like
Spirit.
it.
Dude, she has a
Right?
name. Her name is Paige.
Her name is Paige.
Say it out loud. Paige. Okay, it recorded. It saved the recording, so we're good.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, super quick side note.
Yeah.
Our top listener is, or listeners, are from Australia. Second
Oh.
is, yeah, from the United States. And third is from Buenos Aires, I believe.
Okay,
One.
that's so cool.
I know. We recorded over like 800 hours or something crazy, which I feel like is not true, but
800 hours.
I'll send you my they like do a Spotify Wrapped for podcasters.
That's
I'll send it to you.
fun, though.
Yeah. Okay. So let me look back at my notes. Shout part two. We have a little
Shout.
nightmare.
Yeah.
Shout, let it all out. These are the things
Everything.
we could
Anyway,
do.
sorry. Okay. So yeah, so they decided they're gonna do this talent competition as
Right.
PMS,
PMS.
but decidedly without Ashley. And they decided that Hazel is gonna step in for Ashley, which listen, I know that my musical talents are somewhere around 0%. Hazel no bueno.
Hazel Spice. Okay, first of all, we learned her last name is Spice.
Oh, I thought they were making a Spice Girls joke.
Were
Is that her last
they?
name?
What's her last name?
Only
Wait, no,
she has
that's probably
one.
right, because I feel like she has a different last name. Hazel
Does she
Degrassi
even ha
Hazel.
Did they ever give her a last name
They
or like
do. The Hazel Aiden. Yes. Oh my God, I feel so silly for thinking her last name was Spice. It's fine.
Oh, see, I was like feeling like I was stupid because I was like, oh, of course I would think about only pop culture.
No, I feel like you were right. It was a Spice
Okay.
Girls reference.
So wait, I do think once again, because the B plot is not as heavy, we
Yeah.
should bump through that. So yeah, so while they're preparing, rehearsing, destroying Hazel emotionally and physically, the younger kids, the grade eights, are doing people that inspire them presentations, right?
Yes,
Or people that they
yes.
admire or inspire. Anyway, did you think it was so funny that Sean did his on motorcycles? I thought
I
it was so cute
literally,
and so on brand.
I typed, Sean is back, baby, doing PowerPoints on motorcycles, king. I'm not even kidding.
I just have all caps. Okay, Shawnee.
Like, we know he would be
Yeah.
presenting on
Right. I was like,
motorcycles.
that is, yes. Like, if I had to pick a topic for Sean, it would be that. Or
It
he
would
probably
be
should have done it on
motorcycles.
Emma.
Yeah.
But with that, Liberty does hers on JT. And I thought it was funny. High art, it was not, but it was funny. And we get to see that Liberty is more than just like
She's
a straight A
funny.
student. Yeah, she has a personality.
She
And
does.
this rubs JT the wrong way. So
Right.
he is just like out of pocket rude. And also within all of this, I'm like, give it 2 years, bud.
I
Like,
know. Give it 2 years. Spoiler alert, you're gonna get her preggo.
yeah.
And then you're gonna have to sell hard over the counter or behind the counter pharmaceuticals.
Oh, I forgot about
To,
that. I did
yeah.
for one thing a second think you were gonna say like, and then you're gonna have to sell the baby.
Oh no, but
No.
they did. Oh, we'll get to them another time.
Yeah.
But yeah,
So
so
yeah, and then she's
that was fun.
like, yeah, so JT is just like aggressively mean. He like Liberty comes at him at like a two, and he's like, okay. Well, I'm gonna be mean to you at level 8. And it's just like so mean, so disrespectful. And like now Liberty's like cool. I wouldn't say she's cool, but like she's now friends with the people in her class and stuff, and they like her. So I
Yeah.
was actually a little surprised at like when JT was so mean, that everyone was like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? I
Yeah.
wasn't super expecting that response from everyone, but I was happy about it nonetheless. Oh wait, yeah, and then to prove that she's not a loser, she writes on the locker and then almost gets JT sent to military school. I would,
Well, but
what?
then she makes sure
Then
that
she
people
tapes,
know about.
yeah, that it was her. But still, I feel like that was a crazy response from JT's parents too. We have a lot of really blowing things out of proportion from the York family over here.
Yeah, I mean, they're super
But
strict.
I guess.
Super.
But
That's
yeah,
why
so that was,
he's the class clown at school, because he can't do that at home.
I guess not. So yeah, so that was that on the grade eights. Liberty gets a little bit of an edge. She gets a lot more of a personality, and we love to see it. And now back to the trauma.
Back to the trauma. Okay, so back to the trauma. We start to see that there's a whole thing of like, does Ashley rejoin the band, or do they have Hazel sing, who like, she's a fine singer, but she's no Ashley, and especially those lyrics, you
I
know.
was just gonna say, yeah, Ashley felt, and like obviously Ashley's poem was talking about her particular friendship situation, but like very applicable to a lot of things,
Yes.
namely Paige's situation.
Yeah, I definitely illegally downloaded that song from, and I have it memorized. Should I sing it?
Good. Yes.
No,
Do you have instrumentals to back you up?
that's okay.
Okay.
You say how sad. You say poor thing. Oh wait, no, you start. It happens to other people. You say how sad. You say poor thing. But when it's you, it's something else. It's everything. You'll never believe the nightmares. You never know the pain you caused. You never see the scars you left. The things you stole and everything I lost. You took my body, tore it in half. You took my childhood, my heart, and my life. You took everything I kept for myself, and then you're gone. I'm not your poor thing. Bravo.
Honestly, it fucking slaps, and they should do an extended version of it.
It fucking sucks. It's only a chorus and a verse. Like, make it longer. Make it a nice 3-minute song, okay?
Yeah.
That's my request.
That is 110% my request. I don't care who does it, but someone do it.
Somebody. I'll do it.
Do it.
Honestly,
are you going to get in trouble with Linda Skyler if you do it?
You know, Linda, if you're listening, I know that your book page follows us on Instagram. Thank you. Can't wait to read the book. We will definitely report back, and we'll have an episode about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out already? I wonder. But we should wait for, like, end of a season to do that.
Yeah.
My God, Queenie scared me. She jumped up. I didn't see her. No, we're fine. We're fine. But if I ever was in a real band, it would be called PMS. And I would be the lead singer. And it would be an all-girl band. And it would be songs like that.
Okay, it is available on Amazon. Oh, it came out on the 15th.
The book?
Yeah.
Let's read it. Book club!
Here is my only thing, is that I don't want to pay $30 for a hardcover copy.
Let's wait a little bit and see if it comes out on, like, Kindle or something cheaper. Can you rent it? Do you have any library thing that you could rent it on? Because I have an app that I can rent.
I, like, didn't even consider that.
Yeah, look into it.
There is a quote on the front, like, on the cover of the book from Kevin Smith.
Oh, my God.
Our favorite creator of Jay and Silent Bob. And the quote is, the greatest ally in entertainment for young audiences, young audiences have had since John Hughes. And honestly, I don't necessarily disagree.
I agree. I totally agree.
Right? Like, John Hughes was out here with the feature films, but Linda Skyler was there in our houses with us every Friday night.
Right. Around that same time period, too, with the Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah. Linda just has the longevity that John Hughes does not, and I know that he's
He's dead, passed, I think. Yeah.
But I, but even still, she has, like, she has, what, 35 years straight of TV under her belt.
I know she just keeps going, and I can't wait to see what they do with the HBO Max.
Stuff. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think they're coming out with, like, new stuff for HBO Max. It's not just, like, they put the old episodes up.
Okay, not to sound rude, but Chaz Bono is on here, like, it also has a quote, and is listed as Chaz Bono, actor. What has Chaz Bono ever acted in?
Chaz Bono. Google.
Is that not Cher's kid?
You Googling.
Yeah.
Queenie's in my lap now, by the way.
She did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Chaz is the kid of Sonny and Cher.
What?
Yeah.
I actually knew that, but why? Why? Why?
Why listed as an actor?
I'm sure he's in stuff. Chaz Bono. Let's see. They say we're young and we don't know. Let's see. His parents are...
Okay, like, I guess technically.
Well, he acted on the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour. And let's see. He's a trans man.
Yes.
Do you remember that vaguely, that coming out in the news and all that?
I think Chaz Bono was, like, the first, like, for our generation, I would say, it was, like, first, like, public trans figure.
Didn't he have a baby? Was that him that got pregnant and had a baby? As a man?
I really don't know.
Transition. Let's see. Physical. As hoping to do. Becoming Chaz. Oh, maybe not. Maybe I invented that. But, anyway...
2008.
What? But like, why is he talking about Degrassi?
Because he claims to be an actor. Hold on, let me see. Okay, hold on. In The Mother of All Degrassi, Linda Skyler recounts her approach to introducing the trans teen character of Adam Torres. In 2012, I was leading a trans youth group session and I saw firsthand how they got to see themselves reflected in the show they were already watching. And that meant the world to those kids. Okay, but like call yourself like a queer activist. Don't call yourself an actor.
No, that's
Sorry, that was mean, but.
it's okay. He can call himself whatever he wants. Okay, so back to the episode.
Yeah, sorry for that little interlude.
No, that's okay. Oh, but anyway, so we learned that Ashley is writing songs because she's gone through a lot, and she has this beautiful poem. And Paige is like, "That really touched me. Like, we need you in the band." And I love that that happened because I think it was the first time that Paige was actually like asking for help and like reaching out to somebody versus like being the strong, like kind of bully type character.
Yes, this was a, and I also fully understand Ashley's hesitation. Because, like, knowing everything we know about Paige thus far, you're like, Paige would never, first of all, compliment someone that she doesn't like in a genuine way. And second of all, go out of her way to do so, you know? So, yeah, but I'm all for it. Like, Ashley's poem was really, really good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
So,
no, I loved it.
yeah, I did say character development is Paige going to Ashley is huge. So that's a sentence that makes a ton of sense. Yeah.
Then they pretty much kick Hazel out of the band, and
Well,
they're
then
like,
she does she have nodes or something?
"Oh yeah, she has nodes, so she can't sing
But she can't
anyway."
sing. Yeah. What else? Oh,
And
so wait, through all of this though, what was I gonna say? Hold on, I had a thought. Oh, okay, so Hazel, I think in her attempt to be supportive, was like really not supportive because she was like, you have to tell someone, you have to tell someone, you have to tell someone. And girl, Paige just went through like a very significant trauma. You can't force her to deal with this if she doesn't want to deal with it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's once again, like, you're not listening to your friend. And, like, I get what you're trying to do, but do less. Like, 10% less.
But by the end of it, they're just sitting together, and Paige and Ashley lets Paige cry,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And that's what she needed.
That is what she needed.
And I was glad that Ashley suggested going to the counselor. Like,
Yeah.
she's throwing out all these ideas, like, did you go to the police? Did you go to the hospital? What about a counselor? You know, because
Yeah.
nobody else is saying that to Paige, so she doesn't
Right.
know that there
Like,
are
yeah, like Hazel's
options.
just like, go to the doctor. And she's just like, I don't want to do it. Like, yeah, I feel like Ashley is the only
He
one who
wore a
needs to
condom.
listen.
What can the doctor do, you know?
Still some stuff. I did like I also think it's funny, like Ashley was basically like a poster in the nurse's office. You know, she was like X number of whatever, blah, and I was like, girl, chill. Like I get what you're doing. But yeah, yeah, Ashley just like really let herself be a friend right there, and I liked it. It was a good move for her.
Was a sweet scene.
Yeah. I did my whole heart hurt for Paige, but that's nothing new right now.
So then we get a competition, and PMS is ready to slay.
Fuck yeah, they are. They looked fucking so
Hazel,
good.
I know. And Hazel, I think at that point she was like, "I have nodes." Or was it beforehand?
I think it
And
was at a
then,
rehearsal.
oh, okay.
Like
And
the last
then,
rehearsal, they were like, this is our last one.
yeah. And then, you know, they're on stage. Paige looks at the crowd, sees he who must not be named, Dean. Like,
Almost
what the
loses it.
fuck? What the fuck are you doing in the audience,
What you're
sir?
like, what are you doing here?
Psychological torture is what that is.
Literally.
Yeah, ridiculous.
But like he wouldn't ha couldn't have known that she was there. They don't talk to each other.
But like, who is that man supporting? Like, what band is
Clearly,
that? You know?
fucking no one.
No
Yeah,
one.
he's literally just being creepy.
Yeah. And then they start the song with the poem part, like the spoken word kind of part, and then it turns into the song, and it's epic. And
It is
she's
so
staring
good.
right at him through his soul. Oh, so good.
And then he runs away
He
because he
runs
knows what he
away.
fucking did.
Yes. And then I wrote, I don't know what this was in reference to. I think it was back to the JT and Liberty scene where they're like super. Who's flirting? Okay, I said, is this what children flirting looks like? No one ever flirted with me in my life, I'm convinced. What was I looking at?
Maybe it was it the part where Liberty was like peacocking and she drew like a giant star on the lockers? Because she was
No,
like so.
it wasn't that. I
I feel
guess it
like there
doesn't
was no
matter.
flirting that was happening.
I mean, then I guess it's not flirting. If my question is this what children flirting looks like? The answer is no, I guess.
Answer is no.
Yeah. And then we end. I think we see Ellie also in the crowd too, supporting them.
Okay, wait. Did I say this in my head or did I say this out loud? Hazel on the tambourine. She couldn't just
Yes.
sit it out. She had to be on the tambourine.
Yeah, but she was good.
Also, okay, I don't know if my ears were like playing tricks on me or something, but like afterwards, when they're all like, when they're walking through the hallway and they were like, wow, that was so fun, that was so great, whatever. And then Ashley just goes, Ellie's not that great to Paige. Did you hear that?
Huh?
It sounded to
No.
me, I could be wrong, okay, but it sounded to me like Ashley said, Paige or Ellie's not that great. And I was like, she has been your fucking lifeline for the
Ellie's
past.
not that
But then Ellie just like comes up and like puts her arms around Ashley and Paige and was like, that was really great, guys. And I was like, yeah, because Ellie's a good friend, Ashley.
great. We're gonna have to Google this right now. We're gonna have to go to the HBO Max. Here, I'm gonna get my laptop and we're gonna figure this out because I'm not accepting that from my girl.
I was like, that's weird if
Yeah.
that was what was being said.
I didn't clock that, but maybe it did happen. Let me see. Okay. I don't know if you'll forgive me for being so blind to how you felt. It's a never ending. I'm telling you, my brain has so many songs in there and so
And they're
many
all
of
from Degrassi.
Degrassi. They're all from fictional bands. And what I know is that I hurt you. Oh, what I know is that I'm stuck, and what I know is that I'm sorry. What I know is that everything I
Everything I touch.
touch just turns to dust. So good.
Oh my
Jake, if you're
God.
listening, you
He
know what would be.
that scene right there is I think why I have a crush on like manipulative emo boys.
Any
Like
man that has a
he did
guitar,
this to me.
yep. But again, Jake, we know this is just a character, and we know that you're not like this in real
We
life.
are just saying that you played it really well and it had a lasting effect on our psyches.
And we're traumatized.
We are not okay.
We're not okay. Okay, let's see. Shout part two, we're going to the end. Dear listeners, what we're doing is we're trying to figure out what was said at the end of shout part two in regards to Ellie.
Because I had a terrible moment where I thought that Ashley was slandering her only friend of the past 4 months because she wanted to get back.
It might have. Okay, I found it. Let's see. And let's put subtitles on too. Let's put the volume up so the listeners can hear. LA.
Oh.
LA is really not that great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it does sound like Ellie, but it's LA.
Okay. Would it have hurt anyone to just like say California or something? Because I really thought that she was just stabbing her friend in the back.
I know.
Oh my God. That makes me feel better because damn, that would have been so fucking cold.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're good. We're good.
Ellie's so cute. Like how she just like comes and jumps on them and she's like, you guys, it's so good. Like, thank you, Ellie. I tried really hard.
She's literally my inspiration for fashion in the new year. Like, I want to be Ellie season two. Like, I want to, like, crimp my hair. And I want to, like, just look like a badass. And I want to wear all black. And I want pigtails.
I want to be as cool as Ellie when she was the drummer in the band. That's the vibe that I want. Yeah.
No, that's probably a better vibe for an adult.
That's way more emotional turmoil though, like that season of Ellie's life.
Yeah,
but what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? So let's discuss from both part one and two, kind of in total summation. Who was our favorite character? What was our favorite quote? And what the moral of the story is?
Okay, well, I think the moral of the story is... Oh, my God. Sorry, I just realized that the moral of the story for part one actually applies to both storylines. Fucking respect boundaries. And what people say about themselves and their personal space and their personal property and their person as a whole.
That does apply to both.
Yeah. Because
in part one, obviously the boundaries are not respected when Paige says no and Dean does not listen. And
but then also the boundaries of the locker are not respected. And just in general,
in the second episode. Yeah.
JT is just being Toby and JT's locker.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh, so many boundaries not respected.
Yeah.
So yeah. Respect boundaries and don't rape people. It's not a good look. It's pretty mean.
Yeah. I would say moral of the story is no means no.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And that also applies to when, somebody's suggesting something and you say, no, I don't want to do that, and you keep pushing for it. No. She said no,
Have you ever heard, I've only seen this once in my life, have you ever heard of the flip side of no means no, of yes means yes, where like unless it is like an enthusiastic yes,
yep.
then yes. don't do it. Whatever you're thinking, just don't do it.
That's like it. Enthusiastic consent.
Yeah.
Like, undeniable. Like, you literally can't say, like, oh, like, she wasn't into it. Because, like, if you're literally saying, yes, like, yeah, let's do that. Yes. Like, checking for that versus, like, no.
I guess. Yeah, like.
or not saying anything.
Yeah, not saying anything is not a yes. And, like, being wishy-washy is not a yes. Like. Right.
You need an enthusiastic, yes, I am into this,
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. So good.
Do you have a similar favorite or the same favorite character for both?
My favorite character for both is definitely Paige. Because girl goes through it, and it's the first episode that we see. She's really, like, I
She's
feel
a
like
multi-dimensional
a
character.
multi-dimensional character. Like, we've never seen her before as anything other than, like, kind of a bully-ish. And, like, we know she's fashionable and, like, quick-witted, but that's really it. And we know that she's popular and pretty, you know, and likes fashion.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen any of her hardships yet. And like, she's a fucking badass. And through it all, she was so strong and makes art from it.
Yep.
And that's beautiful. And she was also able to kind of process and go through all the motions and eventually did get help for
She
herself. She
did. She
goes to the
goes to the
counselor.
counselor.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So Paige. Paige Michaelchuk. Say her name.
Specifically. So yeah, I would say even though misdirected for some of it, I would say it's a tie between Hazel and Ashley because they were just like very supportive of her. They like
Yeah.
really wanted thing like they wanted her to be taking care of herself in whatever way that meant. And like I said, Hazel was like a little she was a little off the rails for some of it.
Yeah. The beginning
But I think
parts.
yeah, but I think she like obviously she's very worried about her friend. And so, you know, and also like huge congratulations to Ashley for like giving Paige that space to just like feel her feelings. So
Yeah.
both of them, weirdly, Terry is not an A plus friend in this. She doesn't do anything inherently bad, but usually she is the emotional
No.
support for
But
anyone
well,
who she's in a
we're
scene with.
gonna, I think we get more Terry next episode, and we're gonna see if she's really going through it in
Yeah.
terms of, you know, her life. So maybe at this point she's not able to be there for
That's
Paige,
true.
who
Yeah.
comparatively in this society is the more beautiful, more popular, you know, person. So may I think she's kind of going through it in terms of self-esteem stuff.
Been there, queen. Continue to be
Yeah,
there, queen. Will
always
always be there,
there.
queen. Never not
Always
there.
there. Oh, you know what? I want to make a shirt with Terry and a crown on her.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I still haven't
Perfect.
looked into the shirt stuff, but listeners, I have not forgotten. I have my dis I'm a teacher. I have December break coming up, so I plan on like doing my research then, and we'll come out with some good options. Maybe we'll get some merch to go all the way to Australia. How cool would that be?
That would be so fun.
Yeah. I think I know our
Yes.
one listener in Australia. Her name is Lauren. She's very, very sweet.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. I think that's her name. Embarrassing if it's not. But
Listen, we're doing our best over
I know, seriously. Forgive us, Lauren.
here.
What is your oh, you said J Ashley and
Ashley and
Hazel.
Hazel. We
Okay,
need supportive
and
friends in this time of trauma.
a favorite quote.
Favorite quote, I'm gonna be honest, I did not clock a single one. I was too busy hiding under my blanket, wishing for the episode to end.
Fair. I'm like going back onto IMDb to see if any stuck out to me.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you know what? It's probably, remember when Ashley and Paige are talking about the poem and they're Ashley wants them to use the poem versus Hazel's song or like whatever other song that, and Paige is like, what do you know about rape? And Ashley enthusiastically says, I researched it. I know a lot more about it than you do. Okay, you Googled rape, so you are the
Right, like
authority.
naturally.
Yeah.
That one, yeah, I think that's what made me say Ashley's an infograph.
Yeah.
Because girl. So yeah, well now we did it and we don't have to delve
don't have
back
to do it
into it
again.
until season four.
Oh no, she goes back to.
Yeah.
No, I forgot about that. Season
Yeah.
four, first season of Degrassi history, in my opinion.
Yeah. 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 It's just it's something.
It's something. Got Time Stand Still Part 1 and 2, which I know that
Ghost in
song
the
too.
Machine. Oh my
Ghost in the
God,
Machine.
also. Well,
Yeah.
Paige is a teacher that season. Right? Was
What's
that
his
season?
name?
Mr. Oleander?
That was season 4. That feels like early. But
I'm
maybe.
pretty sure. And that, okay. That face has stuck in my head literally for the rest of time because when I was binge watching Supernatural for the first, second, 100 times,
He's on there.
he's in an episode and every single time. Oh, you know what? He plays a creepy teacher in that too. But every single time, I'm like, that's Mr. Oleander from Degrassi, Data Page. Like,
Yeah.
no one asked, but like my brain is still like, I will supply you with that information. Yes, I
I
will.
know. I love when I see Degrassi people out in the wild, and I'm like, oh my God. All right, so I have the summary for our next. Well, actually, in conclusion, that was Shout Part 1 and 2. We did it, fam. You know,
We did it. We got through it.
take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
In total, what's it called? Oh my God, I didn't know I had my air conditioning on. It's literally cold out. I can't. Okay. Yeah, in total, honestly, we had to push this because I didn't want to talk about it. So take care of
But then
yourselves.
we push it the first time because neither of us wanted to watch it. And
That's
then we
true.
pushed it last week because we didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. But
I'm
we did it.
sorry.
And you are a rock star for listening, and we appreciate you.
We do appreciate you.
Rate and review 5 stars wherever you're
Five
listening.
stars for unleashing.
5 stars for unleashing any trauma that might have been hidden for many years regarding all of that jazz. So I have the summary for our next episode, which is season 2, episode 9, Mirror in the Bathroom. Toby takes extreme measures to make it on the wrestling team. Remember that? While Terry battles vicious teasing when the kids at school discover she is a plus-size model.
But you know what? Fuck off, because she's making money and all you're doing is being a bully. So
They're literally She's so freaking beautiful,
she's beautiful.
and she's literally a model.
Well, I can't wait for next week where we unload all of my trauma onto the episode.
And mine, don't worry.
Like coming at us from both storylines this week. Or next week, I guess. Ugh.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, I never took pills to get thinner, but you know.
No, I didn't, but every time I would watch an episode like this, I'm like, well, I guess it's an option. It's not. Don't do that.
No. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, wait till we get to the bulimia episodes and the anorexia episodes with Emma.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I know.
We.
Yay. Okay, we did it.
Love it.
Woo!